Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Are getting stranger by the day. Just a coincidence, or is something more sinister happening right under our noses?
We want to warn you now, this next story is disturbing.
Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally, than physically, to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
I would like to reduce the number of people on the planet because there's too many of us. It's a planet of finite resources and we're using them.
First, we've got population. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The true ruling elite are a death cult. Pure evil. The elite are extremely wealthy. They have more money than you can think of. So why would they want even more money, even more control? It's because they use their wealth and power to execute their agenda, to live out their evil. If you think this is just conspiracy theory, think again. Look around you. Everything benefits them and not humanity. The globalists have a religion. To the public, it's sold as climate change or the global crisis. What is the basis of the climate change agenda? It's population control. It's depopulation. The elite look at us as parasites that need to be controlled and killed. There is an unelected network that controls what the public sees. Plausible deniability is their cover. They are playing dumb on every level to gaslight us. The same agendas throughout history are presented differently with the same goals. The elite are becoming restless and are now out in the open with who they really are. Corruption in the government is just the tip of the iceberg. The upper echelon at the top have an anti-human agenda. Threats of world war, but behind the scene, it's more about control and backdoor dealings between world governments. The open border, drug trafficking, human trafficking is covered up and controlled by our own government. It's deeper than that. There is a reason why most of these corruption networks never get shut down. These anti-humanists control mostly everything. You'd be shocked to know what the people in most power positions really think of the general public. The elite's corruption network operates like prison gangs or like a mafia, but on a larger scale. Blackmail, controllers, handlers, money laundering. If you want to stay rich and powerful, you'll have to do their dirty work. They have their hands in everything. A lot of these players simply love the spotlight. Most of the celebrities, politicians, CEOs love the fame and fortune. But the ones at the top of these groups are completely evil. Many become unwillingly controlled by signing on into the club without knowing what they are actually involved with behind the scenes. Most of humanity is asleep and distracted by meaninglessness. The elite are warning us of a cyber attack, also known as a digital 9/11 event. The economy would collapse if we suffered an internet shutdown. The modern power grid relies on the internet to coordinate power plants. Without it, each country's national grid will become unbalanced, and local outages escalate into a blackout for most of the world. A society slipping into chaos will allow the elite to reset and rebuild a world for themselves.
We'll be right back.
There will be events leading up to a total collapse, domestic terror attacks, biological attacks.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The full 4 hours today. We have three guests in studio. But before I tell you about that, I come in here almost every broadcast and say this is the most insane show yet because everything is quickening. You don't need me to tell you that. It's not an exaggeration. Wow. Well, Tucker Carlson has gotten the Putin interview, and he's not done yet. He's going to spend 2 more weeks in Europe with other amazing things he's up to. And I'll leave it at that. But I do have some interesting things that I have to say about it. And I just shot a report about 30 minutes before we went live that Rob Dew is finishing up with some B-roll that we'll have in about 15 minutes that I think says it succinctly, and I nailed it, and also breaks some pretty big news. And so we're going to table that until that report is ready and it will speak for itself. I just posted on X seconds before I went live a headline we'll put on screen for you. Tucker Carlson tries to stop World War III, bravely travels to Russia to get the Vladimir Putin historic interview. We need a Kennedy today, like we had in 1961, 62, with the Cuban Missile Crisis, who would get on the telephone with Nikita Khrushchev. It came within minutes of nuclear war. Today, we have globalists that have completely cut off communications with Russia and are doing giant NATO war games of attacking Russia and build very respected and the biggest publication, The Mouth of NATO, said Poland is preparing for war and believes they're about to have a war with Russia. The Swedish defense minister a month ago said that. The British defense minister 2 weeks ago said that. NATO has said that. Russia is not going to invade any other countries. Russia for 9 years said, if you keep running a proxy war against us in Ukraine and kicking the Russians out, where we've been since the founding of Russia 1,000 years ago, that's where it started, with Slav the Wise, that's what his name was. But they're called the Slavs after that guy who repelled the Islamicist and set up what is the Russian culture today. Putin said, we're just going to take part of the country as a demilitarized zone, and he invaded. Top German newspaper, Poland prepares for war with Russia. You can scroll down and click and see it in German for yourself. Now, Jack Posobiec, for over a year, has been saying this. He's one of the smartest people out there when it comes to military affairs.
The guy's not stupid. And he's also Polish, speaks it, and warned that they were going to install a new parliamentary head who's the former deputy of the EU. And even though the majority of Poles don't want war with Russia, how to get elected? Well, it's parliamentary. They bought off a bunch of the parties to combine the votes together to put him in as the prime minister. And they're arresting their party opposition, just like we see here in America, or like you see in Venezuela or Brazil or other totalitarian states. And then the big one, they're preparing to remove Zelensky. We told you this a year ago, that they would blame him for the failure, but then kick off part two of the war. It's now AP, Reuters, everywhere. Long knives are out. Zelensky, Ukrainian political establishment, battle for supremacy. Senate leader Schumer, U.S. troops could be sent to fight Russia or Iran if Congress doesn't pass border bill. We are being held hostage. And if you see my articles today and they're bright yellow, I didn't pee on them. We haven't had them in a birdcage. The printer's going out. And you know, we put new cartridges in it. Or it's printing yellow, so that's side issue here. But it's just absolute madness. Total and complete insanity. And all the main doctrines that kept us from having nuclear war are being ignored. Remember, just a year ago, Biden said, oh, we can't send Abrams tanks and F-16s. That's World War III. And now they are. There's a threat continuum ladder that the RAND Corporation developed. And they're the brain of this thing to a great extent. They're a large part of it. And they said, you can't keep going down this road. So did the late Henry Kissinger a year and a half ago. So even the establishment has a bunch of their people saying, this is crazy town. Now the United States and Japan are doing drills to attack China. Now, a lot of the media is like, oh, 3 years until there's war with Russia. That's a little independent. No, no. The report that leaked out of NATO a month ago says as early as February, this February. And they said the probability goes up substantively by early next year. The globalists are in trouble. There's demonstrations against them all over the world. Their policies are in trouble. They, quote, lost the trust. The people hate them. They are now known as the villains. They can't just sit up there and tell us you will eat the bugs. So they need a big war. And that's always the cherry on top of a new era they're trying to bring in. The cashless society, the entire New World Order system. And I got a bunch of news on that as well today. So let me tell you what we got here. The Tucker Carlson information that ties into the war, ties into free speech, ties into intimidation of citizens. It's like a Rosetta Stone that really gives you a good picture of what's happening. We're going to get into that. The corporate media completely and totally flipping out at every level against Tucker. And, you know, I never really told this story, not because it made me sound like a coward, but just because it was just so over the top. But I went ahead and I tell it in this Tucker piece. But it was surreal. I got a Russian visa like 5 years ago because I was going to go over there and do some interviews and want to see Russia. And they were calling everybody Russian agents. And I was sick of it. And I thought it'd be a good thing to do. Get a lot of attention, do a lot of interviews. And then I hadn't even announced it, but the phone calls started coming in through different people in the government that high-level CIA and others were saying, if you go, you're going to be designated as a Russian agent and things are going to get really bad for you. And I didn't have a Putin interview secured. I was talking to RT and they said, we'll get you into some of the press junkets. You'll be able to ask him a question probably. And I was like, you know, no, I'm still just going to go just as a joke, and I was going to wear a Russian fur hat and, you know, say I'm there for my orders. Because remember, 5 years ago, I was still making fun of the Russia thing because I knew it was BS. But it was really starting to get nasty. They were indicting people and going up to Roger Stone and telling lies about him and that he was involved with Russia and WikiLeaks. And Roger worked here when that was all going on, and I knew it, none of it was true. And I was like, I'll give you a raise and you can get the WikiLeaks interview. And he goes, well, I know this radio host that knows him, and I might be able to get him on. And if you remember, he was doing interviews everywhere at the time. Julian Assange. So I was just laughing at, you know, all this. And but starting to get really serious, so I was like, you know, I'm not afraid to skydive, but I'm not going to do it because I don't want to just add a risk for no reason. Like a lot of people go because they like the chemicals the brain releases when you go to Las Vegas and play craps or play blackjack or play the roulette wheel or play the slot machines. I will take risk if I think I need to, but I don't enjoy the risk. I don't get off on the risk. So I thought it was kind of gratuitous, so I didn't go to Russia. Well, we know that Tucker got threatened by the NSA and others, and it came out in the news later that indeed they were spying on him and did threaten him.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
NSA whistleblower, that they're listening to everything I'm doing, they're watching me, they're reading this stuff, they're aware of it, and that I better not go to Russia. And what I was told was Putin told Tucker after this, listen, you're going to, for your own safety, now is not the time for this. So I'm not giving you the interview. I mean, that's, and you know why? Because the Russians got told, you better not do this interview. And I later learned that when I used to go on RT a lot, and I mean, I've been on Iranian TV, Mexican TV, Brazilian TV, Japanese TV, British TV, and back when I would do the interviews, which is every day, it would be other interviews. So I probably did RT 50 times, probably did British TV 60, 70 times or more, did Japanese TV about 15 times, Iranian TV about 20, 30 times. I can't even keep track of it. But I finally stopped doing those interviews because I was so busy. And I later learned from the RT people, from the number two person, that, oh no, we got a State Department call. And this is like 6 years ago. 7 years ago, and threatened them, and basically threatened them, if you know what's good for Alex Jones, you better stop trying to interview him. And only recently have they called up, and just to not be a wimp, I've gone on national, international RT, like their biggest shows, because I have a right to do that, and I have a right to expose the globalists that have hijacked our country. But this attempt by the criminals that run our government to label any of us that want free speech and don't want World War III as foreign agents is a fraud. It's the globalists that hate nation states. It's the globalists that hate borders. It's the globalists that are devaluing our currency. It's the globalists starting all the wars. It's the globalists doing drag queen pedophile time. It's the globalists funding race war. It's the globalists buying off almost all the attorney generals and judges and district attorneys. They're the ones doing it, folks. I mean, look at this headline. CNBC. Tucker Carlson reportedly seen leaving Putin's office. Tensions rise at Russian-held nuclear plant. And that's the big false flag. Print that for me, guys. That's the big false flag they're getting ready for. They've been saying the Russians are going to blow up the biggest nuclear power plant in the world right there in eastern Ukraine. And then they said, oh, Russians hit it with artillery. Russians hit it with missiles. And then later, the Ukrainians admit that they attack it themselves. Why the hell would the Russians blow up their own nuclear power plant they have? Kremlin cronies, Putin-Tucker interview will blow up U.S. election. And then, of course, it came out in the news. They're like, hell yeah, the NSA spied on Tucker. Hell yeah, they gave his private messages and information to the Washington Post, which is the CIA. And then our government's in the business that's all hijacked to call, you know, threaten Tucker, threaten me, do all this stuff. And I'm just fed up with it. But Tucker told me that I should go. And maybe I'll go with him. I'll just leave it at that. Maybe I'll jump on an airplane tomorrow. I know I've got Tate Brothers been wanting me to come this month to interview them in the Carpathian Mountains. God, that place is beautiful from the film I've seen. Prettiest place in the world, probably, at least for that type of topography. But I'm trying to hold down the fort here, ladies and gentlemen, as best I can. But it's just an incredibly dangerous time to be alive. And, you know, this morning I got up at 3:30 in the morning. I couldn't sleep. And I was doing research. And I just said to myself about 4 in the morning, I said, I've got to go on air and just absolutely lay it out to people that we're sleepwalking into doom. At every level, things are unraveling and falling apart. And the globalists hate us and project their own hate of themselves onto us. But did you know there's 450-something active nuclear power plants in the world, and then hundreds and hundreds of other nuke power plants for submarines, aircraft carriers? There's a bunch of research reactors. There's around 1,000 reactors we know of. There's probably a lot more. And our own government, other governments' history is when they leak or explode, they cover them up. We had a Chernobyl event back in the 50s with a sodium nuclear reactor in California that they didn't declassify until the 80s. And it was a Chernobyl bad. It was huge. Total meltdown. Look it up. But did you know out of the 450-plus public reactors that create power worldwide, every one of them leaks? Most of them have had big disasters that get covered up. And they don't even, most of them are 45 years old now, and they don't even update them or upkeep them, and they just don't care. Well, what type of establishment is that where the left doesn't even care about leaking nuclear reactors? Because we can, nuclear power works great if it's done right. I mean, people just sign an agreement when they work there that, you know, they're facing the death penalty if they don't do their job properly. Japan building 3 General Electric plutonium reactors on top of the biggest fault line in the world in a tsunami zone. I mean, why did General Electric even agree to that? And the Japanese are probably some of the smartest people in the world. What's their problem? Like, what is going on here? It's like putting cyanide in your kids' Wheaties for no reason. I mean, And then the poison shots that have killed at least 20 million people. And they admit it. And the cancer is just exploding. And I'm just asking myself, why are we committing suicide as a culture, as a species? And the globalists have got to be smart. Can't they look at where this is going? They'll never get away with killing everybody now. They'll never get away with their new world order. They'll never get away with cutting all the resources off and hoping we'll all just kill each other while they sit off in some underground bunker. We're going to go to those bunkers and eat you. Literally. If your scenario goes the way you think it is. It's no matter how many robots you've got in there to protect you. And that's what they think. They think, oh, as soon as we get enough robots, enough drones, we don't need human armies anymore. Because, see, they need the armies to go out and do things to their own people that are clearly going to destroy their own future. So they try to dumb us down, make us evil so we do that, try to turn us into robots. That hasn't worked. And I just sit back and I see the ignorance level. There was hundreds of thousands of comments on X today. And a couple posts I did. Millions of views, thousands, tens of thousands of comments. And I was trying to read through them. It was just so fascinating. And I'm like explaining that the ice caps are getting bigger, not smaller. And I'm explaining that the ice caps were getting smaller on Mars until about 2010 because there was some warming. And that the solar system cooled off because the sun cooled off some. And so our ice caps got bigger and so did Mars. And I see people commenting that they're like professors and stuff. And you go read their bios, and they're like, the sun has no effect on climate, that is well established. Well, the astrophysicists will tell you it's 99.9% of it. And I've interviewed astrophysicists, but it's just absolutely frightening how ignorant people are. Absolute morons. All right, I'm loaded for bear on the news. I've got the Tucker Carlson breakdown when we come back. And I've got that little joke Russia piece I'll air as well. And then we've got 3 huge guests in studio. Michael Young's first up, Straight Edge. Stay with us.
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. If you want to support the tip of the spear, that decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I'm in the company of Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and Elon Musk and David Icke, so many other great people. All the most popular people across the world, not just here, are anti-globalist, anti-New World Order. We have now identified the New World Order. That has been my goal for 30 years on air. Coming up in April will be 30 years. And that was our goal. I believed, I knew, that if we exposed their plan while it was in the beta phase, that we might be able to stop it in the beta phase. But I was sure once it went into operational, we'd have a very good chance of beating it because we would have planted so many seeds.
And I would just marvel how the New York Times would say there's no New World Order, no global government, no mega banks controlling anything. And then they would have their foreign affairs publications and CFR publications and their super PhD, you know, heads of political science at Harvard, Yale, Georgetown, Princeton, University of Texas, writing 300, 400, 500,000, 1,100-page books, Tragedy and Hopes, 1,100 pages long. I read the whole damn thing. When I was 20. Tried to read it again a few years ago. Couldn't get through 100 pages of it. And it's just the head of the Georgetown Political Science Department, Bill Clinton's main mentor.
Carol Quigley taught me everything I know except for David Rockefeller when I was 16. When David came to visit me and my mama, he said that I was going to be president one day, and I just couldn't believe it. But thank you, David Rockefeller.
He started crying on TV his last year of the presidency. That video somewhere, C-SPAN is so searchable now, guys. Go find Bill Clinton talks about David Rockefeller. There's dozens of times, but he starts crying. And you know why? The governor was his brother or whatever it was his close relation to David. I forget which Rockefeller it was. It'll pop in my head in a minute. Winthrop Rockefeller. He was the governor, and she was a prostitute in the Capitol, Little Rock. This is on record, by the way. And reportedly, Bill Clinton is a Rockefeller. So that's what you see there. And Rockefeller would come visit him when he was a kid. What? Bill Clinton said that. Just like in Dreams of My Father, Obama's book, he talks about how much he loved Frank Marshall Davis, the former deputy head of the Communist Party USA, the head of all their newspapers, who lived in Hawaii, and he would, quote, spend summers with Frank Marshall Davis, who he said was like a father to him. And then his mother is in the black and white porn mags. It's her on the same couch, in the same house, the same pictures, at Frank Marshall Davis's house. He was also a pornographer. So it's his daddy. Wasn't born in Kenya. All that was a fake story. That's why I used to say I was born in Kenya when he was a senator. People said, you say you're born in Kenya in two speeches. That's the PSYOP because it's Frank Marshall Davis. Side issue. It's just wild. So let's go ahead and air this breakdown that I also posted on X. And I'm asking everybody to go get it and repost it off of X. Because it needs to be seen. It's a message to Tucker. And I talk to Tucker quite a bit, but this message is to all of his great crew and his people to really listen to me. And I know he listens to me. He's also extremely smart, so I'm not trying to say, you know, he needs me to explain how the cow ate the cabbage or how the world works. But the headline on Real Alex Jones at X is Tucker Carlson lands history-changing interview with Putin. And I say, this is a warning, please. Don't sit on the interview. Because I know his crew is awesome, and it's usually good to hype it and sit on something and polish it. And, you know, if I was them, and I don't know what they're going to do, but I've also texted Tucker this, and I would sit in the hotel room until it's done, and I would release it now. Because these people are dangerous. And they do not want Putin to be heard by the world. So it's quite the moment. Let's go ahead and roll my emergency message to Tucker Carlson.
The biggest newspaper in Germany, Bild, is now reporting that Poland is preparing to go to war with Russia. The UK is reporting that they're preparing to go to war with Russia. So is Sweden. This is full-on escalation to nuclear World War III, Armageddon stuff. And we should be talking to people like Vladimir Putin, just like President Kennedy did during the Cuban Missile Crisis to Khrushchev. But instead, the communication channels have been cut off. So, an emissary from America for world peace, Tucker, has gone to Moscow to interview Vladimir Putin. And the globalists are calling him a traitor. No, he's a hero. Those of you starting World War III are treasonous against humanity, and we're going to stop you.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
Massive speculation. You could cut the suspense with a knife. Has Tucker Carlson gotten the big, in-depth, history-changing interview with Vladimir Putin? I know that I talked to Tucker before he went to Europe. He told me he was going to do something very, very exciting. It was going to be huge. Wouldn't have said specifically what. Told me he was going to first be going to Turkey, that he'd be gone for 3 weeks. And obviously he's in Moscow, and the word now being reported by Newsweek and some other publications is that he did get the Putin interview. Now, I'm not going to tell you what I privately talked about with Tucker that's off record, and there's really not that much. But what he did tell me that I know is okay to talk about is that he's blown away how nice Russia is, how nice the people are. He says he hasn't seen a single U.S. city that's as nice as what is in Russia. It just blew his mind. And even more stuff's coming after the Putin interview. And, again, I haven't talked to him in the last day or so. I don't know if it's truly landed the Putin interview, but you've got such an interesting person in Tucker and so smart. And then Vladimir Putin at this time in the world is probably the most important person in the world after somebody like Elon Musk. Because people like Biden and stuff are just puppets. You say Xi Jinping is very important as well. Whether you like Xi Jinping, I certainly don't like him. But we're living in a very, very historic moment right now. And so I just texted Tucker and said, did you land the big interview? He usually holds his cards pretty close to his vest with all his production. He's very professional. So is his crew. But a little bird told me that indeed he's gotten the interview with Putin. And I would just tell Tucker, and I'll tell him this when I talk to him, that they're really scared of you, Tucker, because you are a folk hero all over the world, not just here. In fact, he's even more popular overseas. It's crazy. And you need to be very, very careful. And I think you're in danger while the interview's not out. I know your fabulous crew has a tendency to kind of polish things and sit on it and promote it, and that's great. But I would not do that if I was you. Because the first thing when I started thinking about this is Tucker's smart. So this is kind of a message to Tucker, too, and to his crew. You need to get the damn thing out immediately before you get on any other airplanes or anything like that. And I'm not kidding. The globalists are cornered. They're desperate. You've warned Trump that on this continuum of tyranny that they've done against him, all the prosecutions and demonizations and kangaroo trials, that the next thing is assassination. And, of course, it is. They're calling for Trump's death. Well, Tucker, we all know if you ran for president, you're probably the only person that could beat Trump, okay? You're more popular than Trump with the grassroots. And I'm not trying to get into an ego battle here. I'm just simply pointing that out, Tucker, okay? And let's not forget how much courage Tucker Carlson has to go do this interview. You'd think in the past that you wouldn't need any courage at all because reporters are allowed to go interview who they want. But in this age of tyranny, as George Orwell said, in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth, a revolutionary act, in this time of men being cucked and cowards, he's standing up as an example for us all, and truth is contagious. Remember, he said he was threatened by the NSA. He was told by NSA whistleblowers that they were spying on him and tried to designate him as a Russian agent. And then when he was actually going to go, he got high-level contacts saying, look, you'll be designated as an enemy of the state. They'll come after you. He's on record saying that. And, you know, I never really told this story. But do you remember when I got my Russian visa? Like 5 years ago, and I thought the whole Russia gate thing was a joke. I mean, I wasn't taking it seriously. I thought it was a fraud. I didn't know how serious they were coming after people that are against World War III or question their tyranny.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So I think it's important for people not to be bullied into being haters of Russia just to hate Russia. If Russia was in our business like China or like Hollywood, I'd hate Russia. I'd hate Vladimir Putin. But it's not Vladimir Putin that's trying to put our president in jail for no reason. It's not Vladimir Putin that's got drag queen story time. It's not Vladimir Putin promoting pedophilia on the nightly news and in our elementary schools. It's a total distraction, ladies and gentlemen, on to Russia from what's going on here domestically. So what did Vladimir Putin do to you? And then if you don't want war with Russia, you're a Russian agent. No, it means you're sane. I don't like the Iranian mullahs, but I don't want war with them because it all leads to nuclear war. So some big, big news is coming out of this Putin interview. It's going to be historic. And again, I think Tucker Carlson needs to get it out immediately. It's too tempting a target for the globalists. Bottom line, have dozens of copies sent to everybody you know if you're going to sit on it. Because I know sitting on it makes it that much bigger, but something like this, I just gut level, instinctive level, spiritual level. Get it out now, Tucker, and we love you.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/.
All right. Michael Young, incredible former Green Beret and the top wartime correspondent who's been all over Central South America, Mexico, Eagle Pass, is here. And I'm glad that the cat drug in Doc Chambers with him, the former Green Beret commander and great patriot who had a huge success at the border 14 governors came down, thousands of people, huge attention. The left didn't get what they wanted. They caught some provocateurs. And so Doc's going to be with us in the second part of the interview. He'll be in the control room. You know, I built these really cool big control rooms so we could have guests in there, too. It really gives that ambiance, and I like it. So he's going to be in there talking about what happened and what's coming next. We're going to talk about wars. We're going to talk about the border. We're going to talk about the so-called border deal that just makes Biden a dictator. And by the way, guys, I pulled yesterday's stack off the desk. Will you guys dig back into it? I know it's like 2 feet tall. Quite the job. Literally, yesterday's stack was this big. And get me the shots of the bill where it makes Biden a dictator on the governor on the border. And then sets up a court in D.C. to be the only place any border issue can be heard so they can commit whatever crimes they want with human smuggling and more. So let me tell you what's coming up today. I've been so busy covering other news, I haven't gotten to that. We have Michael Yon and Doc Chambers in studio. We have Dr. Stella Emanuel in studio. Because we had technical issues, and sure she did, last 2 weeks ago. She's back with us in studio. She was remote before. And we have Lauren Witzke, who's a really smart journalist and lady, and with us to cover the waterfront in the fourth hour today. She's also a great media producer. So we're working with her, and it's great to have her here with us today in studio as well. We got about 8 minutes to break here. All this news ties together, but getting back to the Tucker Carlson thing, the story is, why does it scare the establishment here so much that he is bigger than Joe Rogan? And it's not about how big you are, but when it comes to really reaching the most people, I have to say Tucker has eclipsed Rogan. And Rogan's gotten really hardcore. Is really awake. I told you 3 years ago, look for Rogan to get hardcore. He's gotten more and more hardcore. Because I know Joe. We hang out routinely. We talk almost every day. Joe's a great guy, 100% real. But he's just hard for him to believe the globalists are this evil. But he finally gets it. And I'll just tell you, in private, he's 100% on board. And I said you'd see that on air, and you are seeing it. So that's good news. It shows how far freedom's come. But the reason I raise that is, without even looking for these stories today, look what's in the news, okay? Because if I look for this, I'd have 500 stories. Amazon bowed to White House pressure to conceal COVID books. Now documents have come out in the House Judiciary Committee in their weaponization hearings, the third round, that the White House gave a list of thousands of books and publications they wanted either banned or non-searchable shadow banned, exposing the lab leak, exposing that it's gain of function, and exposing the shots, which everything we said turned out to be true. Going after Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s book that was number one. This is high-tech book burning, folks. Now, when you try to give sixth graders a book about if your neighbor wants to have sex with you in a tool shed, actually, he's in one of the books, go ahead, it's fun. Let the man have sex with you. So it's priming kids to be molested. That's the stuff. Now, us saying that's not in a children's library is not burning that book. The pedophile book. The pro-pedophile book. The grooming book. There's dozens of them that we know of that they have in the schools. Our own reporter, Christy Lee, she's been out because she had a baby. She'll be back soon. Great lady. She's got five kids now, but one of them's in seventh grade here in Austin. And that book about how great it is to be molested is in the damn school. And it has graphics in it, lifelike cartoons of children being raped and enjoying it. It's like Oprah Winfrey said, oh, kids love to be molested. No, they don't. So that's the pedophile mindset. And Winfrey admits she was abused as a child. So they turn them into these people that are abused, you get turned into these monsters, like a vampire bites you. That's the metaphor. Some of them turn into that. So they spin that Republicans want to ban books. No. As long as it's not real children getting raped, you can put your book out. You're disgusting, you're gross, you're evil, But no, you're not going to show it to kids. But meanwhile, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, well, that's in the documents. They had it suppressed. Didn't really work. I think it sold like 3 million copies. Continuing, WEF panelists suggest creating exclusion list to demonetize sources sharing disinformation. And that's directly from the World Economic Forum that ended 2 weeks ago. And we've got the videos. They got up in the panel and they said, we will demonetize and go after your bank accounts of anybody that disagrees with anything we say. On global warming, you name it. Here's an article boiling it down. WEF orders government to demonetize citizens who believe in conspiracy theories. So if we actually read what you say about world government, we will eat bugs, and the UN officially is trying to legalize pedophilia and forced euthanasia, which is government murder, we're going to censor you. And on the list, it's hundreds of things. Did you criticize the Afghan withdrawal? Did you criticize the border? Did you criticize the lockdown? Did you criticize the vaccine? Did you criticize Black Lives Matter? Did you criticize transgenders? Did you criticize? Did you criticize? Did you criticize? Did you criticize? And then they just bloop. Demonetize you, shadow ban you, outright ban you, take your bank account, have the CIA rig courts against you. And that's what happened to me. We now know that happened. And everybody's like, wow, we feel sorry for it. I'm like, well, you better feel sorry for yourself because they're coming after your ass next. They just take out the lead elephant, folks. But we're still kicking because of you supporting us. All right, I'm going to come back. Air a special report that needs to be seen. We're going to get Michael Young in here, and I'm glad he brought Doc Chambers with him. And then, by the way, guys, give me Doc's bio. I know a lot about him, but I need the bio put it all, please. Thank you. So I'm glad he brought him along. I was excited to see him as I was already trying to get him on the show. Big success of their border operation, blew up in the left's face, beautiful. Got a lot of inside stuff that happened, provocateurs they were able to stop. Some of these provocateurs, known leftist professors, went down there and announced that we were down there beating up migrants and attacking people. And they were shooting videos saying that, hoping leftists would come down and attack people. I wasn't even there. My reporters were down there. But again, that's their tool line. We're going to go to break. But, folks, we're standing up for our rights. We're standing up for your rights. We're standing up for all of our freedoms and our children. If you don't spread the word about the broadcast, if you don't share the links, if you don't buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, then I'm not griping at you. I'm just saying, what are you doing? Less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. If just a half a percent more would go buy a book or a film or a T-shirt or get some of our great supplements and then reorder them because they really work, just try it. We would be able to do so many things. I'm praying to God that he'll touch your heart to decide to support us. InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out. It's back in stock. Reformulated even stronger. Nitric boost to clean out your blood and your whole body. Vasodilation. It's got a lot of wonderful side effects, and I mean good ones. I'm going to leave it at that. Especially for men, you need nitric boost. InfoWarsStore.com. Because we got a bigger manufacturer, even higher quality. It's 40% off. We can never offer that. We're selling out quick, but you can get next level foundational energy. I'm not going to belabor what's in it. You just need to go research what's in it. This is very special. Next level foundational energy. It is powerful, so be careful with it. Next level foundational energy, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And while you're on the site, get yourself a Team Humanity shirt or the new Gadsden Flag 1776 shirt I designed. All at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.